Here in Oklahoma City in 1965, the National Finals Rodeo, NFR, and you were involved in attracting that.
Not in attracting it, but in handling it when it came here. The National Finals Rodeo had a 5 or 6 year history, I think in Dallas 3 years and Los Angeles 3 years, of losing money. It was a new venture. It was the World Series of Rodeo, and this was the beginning. And because they lost money, they were vulnerable. And so Oklahoma City, on the basis of our Chamber of Commerce, will handle this. You don't have to pay anybody to put on your rodeo. We'll do it. So they came to Oklahoma City, and I was asked to be general chairman, which really meant sell a whole bunch of tickets and make sure you don't lose any money. We put it on that first year, and I think it was $40,000 we made. And every year for 20 years, we made some money. It's a wonderful thing, and we didn't handle the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association properly. And there came to be a little bit of friction between it and the Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Cowboy Hall of Fame was one of the reasons they wanted to come here, as well as our state fairgrounds and the facilities out there. They were major reasons, but they were not treated properly at the Cowboy Hall, so they were susceptible, let's say, when Las Vegas came calling. Las Vegas was looking for something to fill the gap between Thanksgiving and Christmas, which obviously was downtime in Las Vegas. And the rodeo was just perfect with move-in time, 10 days of rodeo, move-out time. That was tough competition. I remember we put together a plan here in Oklahoma City to keep it, which included we promised to build them a home. The home of the National Finals Rodeo, their own stadium. Our purse was up to $750,000 by that 20th year. We found out that Las Vegas was coming in with $1.5 million. Before we went out to compete, we got $1.5 million to meet their bid and promise the stadium. Presentations were made in the hotel out there in Colorado Springs on a given afternoon. And by 5 o'clock, the PRCA, Professional World Cowboys Association, board took a straw vote. And it was like 7-3 in favor of coming to Oklahoma City. An even number. The chairman didn't vote. He doesn't vote until there's a tie. 11 o'clock that night, a real vote was taken. It was 5-5. And the chairman voted and broke the vote in favor of Las Vegas. We have no doubt that money under the table bought the deal. I went out with Stanley Draper Jr. to the first rodeo out there. They have a little coffee cup arena, which is very bad for roping events. There's no straightaway. You have to kind of rope in a circle. I saw one of the ropers in the casino, and I said, "How'd you like roping in that coffee cup?" He said, "For this kind of money, I'd rope in my bathroom." But we knew we were dead.